And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Subaru revealed its second-generation XV SUV this week. The previous XV never really appealed to me. Tight in the cabin, noisy, and with a rather annoying continuously variable automatic. But 5 years of development has provided a wider, more accommodating cabin, a more refined and fuel-efficient 2-litre engine and drivetrain, plus a lot more specification. On top of that, the four-model range kicks off $1,250 more affordable from $27,990. Driving from Jindabyne to Marimbula in frosty conditions this week, the constant all-wheel drive XV really excelled, safe on skittish surfaces, confident and noticeably more refined. Power is up in a much lighter and improved drivetrain, but still a little underwhelming when pushed hard, the CVT transmission less buzzy, but still not as good as a traditional stepped automatic. The whole package quieter and better insulated from engine and road noise. A far more enjoyable driver in this latest series, the Subaru XV features the X-Mode all-wheel drive system from the larger Forester, and it's very accomplished. What's called a vehicle dynamic control system also brakes the inside front wheel for improved turn-in. Subaru have equipped the top three grades with its latest EyeSight technology, featuring a number of active safety elements. It now includes reverse automatic braking on top of lane change assist, pre-collision assist, lane sway warning, and more. I'm David Berthon.